How good did it feel to get pushed to three innings like that compared to the way you did?
Yeah, I mean, with the weather coming in, you know, I was honestly really happy about it. Make sure that, you know, we didn't waste anyone else in the bullpen, you know, for a possible short outing. So really happy with the results, really happy with the confidence that Albie had in me to go out there for that third. And, you know, overall, I can't complain about it at all. Super happy with the outing.
Talk about some of the best stuff you've had all year, just with how much swing and miss you got with your full repertoire.
I would say so. I wasn't really aware of much of the swing and miss piece of it. I was more just really happy with the way that I was able to go out there and execute our plan. You know, being able to kind of go into the dugout and work with Klemek again, you know, for multiple innings is always a good time. So, you know, going out there for that second and third inning and being able to execute the plan that we really had for these guys was, you know, really important. And I think that's kind of the result that you saw was a lot of swing and miss.
I feel like you've been able to settle into this multi-inning role since coming back up from Norfolk.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't know that it's a multi-inning role. I mean, I think Albie said it at the beginning of the year where it's like, you know, a Swiss Army knife type of thing where it just kind of feels like I can be used really anywhere. And I'm really just trying to embrace that and continue to be able to focus on the process and just going out there and, you know, executing pitches. I mean, whenever you're kind of in a situation where it's like it's a little chaotic, you don't know when you're going in, it's kind of all over the place in a certain sense, you know, you really just have to keep a consistent mindset with it. And, you know, that's definitely helped me out a lot with that.
As a team, played really well over the past 3 weeks, even if you've had a bad game or two, you guys have bounced back. What's your confidence level that the team that you guys have been over the past 3 weeks is the team that you can be moving forward?
I mean, I think whenever you kind of look at the last 3 weeks, I think that you're seeing the offense go out there with a lot more confidence, and, you know, they are absolutely smoking the ball. I think that you start to see a lot of the defense really shining with a lot of these guys, and especially our outfield making huge plays, and I think that you really see it at the corners as well. And, you know, Gunnar's always played a really solid shortstop as well. So I think that whenever you kind of look at all these pieces kind of coming together, you know, I think that it has the making of something really, really good. And I think that that's where a lot of us have felt all year. It's been very unwavering in that sense. The standard is really high, and, you know, we're making sure that we continue to live up to that standard every day. So, you know, for whenever we are struggling and we're not living up to that standard, I know that there are people out there that are frustrated, but I can assure them that we're even more frustrated. And I think that you start to see the fruits of the labor of the guys who continue to work hard, keep their head down, keep their mindset consistent, and, you know, now you're starting to kind of see a little bit of the fruits of that labor.
Thanks, Tyler. Appreciate it,
guys. Thank you.